Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Player Spotlight Interview Show. I'm your host, Football Rob, and we give you the inside access to the hidden gems of the upcoming 2013 NFL Draft. And on the line with me right now is a young dude from Akron, from the Akron Zips via by way of Cincinnati, also played for the Bearcats. Quentin Hines, a running back. And Quentin, you really blew it up at Akron's Pro Day. So you had 24 bench reps at 225. You've 42.5-inch vert, 11.1 broad jump, and a 4.3440. So, my man, you really, that must have been the best performance of your life.
Yes, it was a good day for me, and I was feeling good. Well, thanks for having me on the show first, but I was feeling good that day, and I really came out and performed well, and, you know, those were some of my personal best.
Yeah, benching 225. I could bench 225, just not all at once, you know?
Yeah.
I could bench 185 and then I could take like a 5 minute break and then I bench the other 50 like 5 minutes later.
Oh my god, you gotta get in the gym.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot, 24 reps. So, I mean, I've been looking at your stats, my man, and I mean, you've had an impressive pro day. Akron didn't really use you much this past year, just 194 yards on the season. So tell us, give us a little breakdown. How come you couldn't get on the field as much as you'd like to? And, you know, what was going on there?
Well, I mean, just the position that I was in, you know, I was playing more of a supportive role. I didn't really play in the spring because, you know, I was injured during the spring, and then we came in the fall camp, and we all, you know, shared the reps, and the guy that ended up starting, he was successful the year before, and, you know, that's who they went with, and I backed him up, and I played on special teams and wherever they needed me, and again, we were in a spread offense, you know, where we're throwing the ball. I mean, our quarterback averaged like 61 throws a game, you know, and it wasn't that many carries to be split up, and you know that was a share I was given.
So tell us a little bit about the spread offense. I noticed I watched the film when you were in Cincinnati. They also had the spread. So you think that helps you go into the next level, that you have experience in the spread offense, and it's really popular now with the 49ers and, you know, Cam Newton in Carolina, RG3 in Washington. So does being in a spread offense help you at all go to the next level?
Yes, I think, you know, prepares me because, you know, that's what the game is changing to, you know, spread offense. And like a running back, I've been able to play in it and see how, you know, you spread the defense out and the running back can really attack it. And I believe, you know, that's what the game is changing to, and I have an advantage from college of already playing in it, and I think that I'll be ready for the next level.
And I know you want to talk about that big touchdown run that you had against the Tennessee Volunteers. It was a 70-yard run, and you definitely showed your wheels there. There was if you didn't see the run, we could link that up on YouTube, and I'll post the link after this interview. But like, to describe that run, you know, you were untouched going to the second level, but then once the linebackers started closing in on you, you just turned on the jets. So like, give us a little breakdown on what happened on that run.
I came in the game excited to play, and I just got an inside throw off the middle, man, and you know, hit the crease and was gone, and I just felt it, and I was faster than everybody else on the field. You know, they just weren't able to catch me, and I took it all the way to the house. That was by far, you know, the best play for me my whole senior year.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been really exciting getting into the end zone against a very formidable opponent like Tennessee. Well, did you have a little touchdown celebration at the end or what?
Believe it or not, I didn't. You know, I just said, man, I just broke for 70, you know, versus the SEC, University of Tennessee, in front of 95,000. I just knew there was a flag on the play. So I scored, and I almost, like, turned around looking for the flag just to make sure, you know. But and I was excited. I celebrated with my teammates, and, man, we kept the game rolling, you know, trying to beat those guys.
Right, that was definitely a highlight of the season. But, you know, for the Akron Zips, they didn't have a whole lot of highlights that year, just one win in 2012. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, that's got to be just grueling. You know, you're grinding every week and you're playing your heart out and you're doing the best you can and you just have one win to show for it. That's got to be, like, the most disappointing part of your career, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really disappointing. I mean, we just, you know, we weren't a team that just got shattered in games. You know, we would put up good fights at the beginning of the games. It's just, you know, we weren't really as successful in the second half a lot of games. And, you know, I want to say 6 or 7 games we lost by 6 points or less. You know, so we really came up short on a few of those games. But, yeah, man, it was really disappointing, but, you know, we tried to keep fighting and, you know, finish off the season as good as we could.
And also, you know, looking forward now, I mean, you, like we mentioned before, with your impressive workout at Akron, you must have opened some scouts' eyes. Do you have a little feedback for us of which teams you were talking to, which scouts on what teams were most interested in what you were able to do?
Well, that was about 6 or 7 teams there, man, and I really talked to all of them, actually, and, you know, thanked them for coming out, and they all really said I did a good job. You know, I felt like that those numbers were really good, and they weren't expecting them. So I really think that a lot of scouts are intrigued, and, you know, it was a great day, and I got good feedback from all of them. So it wasn't one team in specific that, you know, that really talked to me about or showed much interest, you know, more than the other. You know what I mean?
Well, I gotta believe, living in New York over here, I mean, our running back situation for both teams is pretty below average there. Would you mind playing for the Giants or the Jets anytime soon?
I would love to play for either one of those teams. And actually, the Giants were at our pro day, and I think they felt that I did a good job too. So hopefully, I impressed them. You know.
Yeah, they recently cut Ahmad Bradshaw, and Andre Brown missed a bunch of games with injury. I believe he missed 6 games with injury. And David Wilson, the first round pick out of Virginia Tech, he was in the doghouse for most of the season with fumbleitis issues. So, you know, the running back situation looks like you could step in there and do something.
And that's what I plan to do. Hopefully the team picks me and I'm able to come there and, you know, really start working right away.
So who was your favorite team growing up?
Man, when I grew up, you know, I'm from Detroit, man. I used to watch the Lions. I used to watch the Lions every week, man. I was a little bitty kid, man. I was a number 20 jersey wearing, you know, kid running around the neighborhood. I love Barry Sanders, and my grandfather, you know, played for the Tigers, actually. And, you know, I was a Detroit kid. I'm a hometown guy, and I love the Lions, man. Watching them win or lose, you know, I went to the games.
Yeah, Barry Sanders. I mean, was there one run that you remember in particular about Barry Sanders' career that made you just say, like, wow, you know, I need to try and become an NFL player myself? Was there one play in particular that you remember more than anyone else?
Man, there is. I just can't think of who they were playing. I mean, every run that Barry Sanders, you know, ever did was phenomenal. You know, the next one is, you're always gonna say the next one is the best one, and then the next one is the best one. But I remember, I think it was against the Bears, man. He, like, came around the corner and you know, he got hit by a pile of guys and backed up, and then they all fell, and then he went straight forward again, passed the guy from behind, and he turned around, looked, and he was running behind them, you know. But I can't, it's on a highlight film that I always watch. I wish I could tell you the exact play, man, but.
I do have an exact, but this was the 1991 divisional round against the Cowboys in the playoffs, and it was Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders, and there was this one play where there was a bunch of guys, it looked like Barry was tackled, and then a defender on Dallas, like, turned his head because he thought the play was over, so he was just looking around like, where's this guy? And then Barry Sanders comes out of the pile and he's running away. And I mean, to make an NFL player look like he's such an idiot, I mean, that was just amazing to see. Like, holy crap.
Is that the play that I'm talking about? I think that is.
Against the Cowboys? Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely something. We're talking with Quentin Hines, formerly of the Akron Gyps, with an outstanding pro day in all phases, looking to make an impact at the next level at the NFL. So you were invited, Quentin. You were invited to the Super Regional, which will take place next month in Dallas. Tell us what's going on with that. Are you officially going to take the invite, or are you going to stand on the strength of your Akron numbers?
Actually, I don't know yet. You know, I feel me and my agent, we still have to talk about that, but I don't know. I can't tell you right now. You know, I performed at the regional in Cleveland, and then I worked out last week at Pro Day. You know, if more scouts and want me to work out, I am willing to do that. I hope some teams, you know, want to come and work me out privately at my university, and that's really what I'm waiting on. So we'll see where that goes, you know.
All right, and where can the fans hit you up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram to follow your progress through the NFL draft?
You can on Twitter they can follow me at Big Time Hines. I'm on Facebook. I actually don't have an Instagram. I have to get more hip. You know, I'll be so busy and everything. I really can check my Facebook and update my Twitter, but that's where they can reach me at. Or on YouTube, I post videos on YouTube, DDRK330. They can subscribe to their channel. And that's where they can reach me at.
Sweet deal, sweet deal. And last thing before I let you go, I noticed you were trying to start up your own league. You had a link to that, and you had your own website, an alternate league, football league, professional. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm a sports management major, and you know, I want to work in football. You know, for my career, and I want to be able to provide an opportunity for guys that, you know, don't make it to the NFL. And so many of my friends have been in that situation, and, you know, they went and played for these semi-pro leagues and these arena leagues, and a few of us, we're working on putting together our own organization to bring football to more cities and to give people the opportunity to work and play in professional football that ordinarily wouldn't be able to. And they can follow the league on Twitter at Rivals 2014 and get more information and sign up for the newsletter, and they'll be contacted.
That's Rivals 2014, correct?
Correct. And the website is RivalsProfessionalFootballLeague.com.
RivalsProfessionalFootballLeague.com. Be sure to check it out. Quentin Hines, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck going to the NFL.
Rob, thank you.
All right, that was Quentin Hines, formerly of Akron University by way of Cincinnati, with a strong performance at his pro day, looking to make the next step and join an NFL professional franchise. That's it right here. I'm your host, Football Rob, signing off.